Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. So, dear listeners, we are here humbly speaking about how we should make our heart a qibla to our tongue, and then we will see the beautiful benefits and the advantages that this has upon our ubudiyah, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. Now, when we are talking about ubudiyah, of course, this is the primary and most fundamental essence of creation of a human being. A human being, as the Holy Quran says, has been created to worship the Almighty Allah. And so when we look really deeply into this and we think and contemplate and reflect upon it, we will realize that the jewel of a human being is this very ubudiyah, this servitude, this obedience, and this worship to Allah. And so if it weren't for this ubudiyah, then a human being would have no intrinsic or extrinsic value. The true value of a human being comes about vis-a-vis their ubudiyah as regards to the Almighty Allah. And of course, this, as we have said in many programs, this doesn't mean that we just go to a corner and we just worship or we say some incantations or invocations or we recite some supplications and du'as, and this makes us the best abid, the best worshipper and servant of Allah, the Almighty. Matter of fact, if we want to see who is the best abd and the best abid, the best worshipper and the best servant, and the one who is the most obedient to the Almighty Allah, then we look at the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and of course the divinely appointed imams from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so these are the role models. And they did not do this. They did not go into the masjid and stay there for months on end. They did not go into the mountains and seclude themselves from humanity. Matter of fact, they were right within humanity. They went to the markets just like human beings. They had houses, they had work, you know, they went to the fields and they did physical labor. They did trade, and etc. So this is what a true worshipper of the Almighty Allah is. Now, one of the things that we want to talk about, which we'll start in this segment, but we'll have to end in the next segment, of course, is this idea of making our heart a qibla to the tongue. Now, it shouldn't be the other way around, that the tongue is the qibla. So qibla here, of course, is a point of reference. Right, when we pray our daily prayers, we have a qibla. We have the qibla is the holy Kaaba. That is the point of reference. That's where we face. That is the central point or the axis. And so here we're saying that the tongue is not the central point. The tongue, and so here again by tongue we mean the recitation of these things, is not the qibla, but the heart is in reality the qibla.
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parshtoday.com.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One of the things that we can see that is very frequently mentioned in the Holy Quran is the concept of taqwa. Taqwa comes from the word wiqaya, or safeguarding, and it means to fortify yourself from engaging in sin, indulging yourself in things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not deem appropriate for you as a believer, and also to make sure that you elevate your soul in becoming more pious and righteous. Taqwa means being wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in your life. The more you remember God, the more you will realize that you need to avoid things that He wants you to stay away from and practice things that He wishes you to perform. And that's what taqwa is. There are so many verses in the Holy Quran that speak about taqwa. We really, really need to ponder on these verses and look into them, benefit from them. There are so many ahadith that speak about taqwa and piety. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he speaks about his nafs, and he says, the way I discipline my nafs is through taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And understanding that as human beings, we are embedded with understanding the difference between the right and the wrong, and realizing how we can improve our lives, become more productive human beings just by doing the good and staying away from the bad. Not harming other people, not hurting other people, making sure that me and you are always cautious about how we behave, and making sure that we instill our lives with good spiritual conduct. Ultimately, the results, the outcome, the reward will be ours, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised heaven for those who are righteous, for those who have taqwa. Al-muttaqi, muttaqeen, mentioned many, many times in the Holy Quran. So, taqwa basically means you habituating yourself, you disciplining yourself in refraining from forbidden acts, from prohibited acts, from haram, and observing and adhering, upholding wajib acts. If you want to add spices to those kind of things and make sure that you increase in the flavoring of your spiritual life, do some mustahabbat, avoid the makruhat, and the guarantee will be that you not only live a wonderful spiritual life here in this dunya, you will also be rewarded with the everlasting abode of Al-Firdaus. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were talking about, which was, of course, this idea of making our heart a qibla to our tongue, and how this will increase and improve and strengthen our ubudiyah. We had spoken in the first segment just a little bit about how ubudiyah is not this idea of secluding oneself, becoming an isolationist, or, you know, like some monks, for example, who go into the mountains and they don't have families. This is not what Islam calls ubudiyah. But matter of fact, Islam says that all of your actions can be ubudiyah, which include both formal and informal ubudiyah, formal being the different wajibat and obligatory actions, and the informal being the other actions of our life that are done for the sake of gaining nearness to Allah and in order to fulfill our rights of ubudiyah to Allah. Now here, when we're making our heart a qibla, this means that, of course, we have to be able to have presence of heart in our different matters. We need to be aware that the Almighty Allah, we are in His presence. And of course, this is done through the different wajibat and obligatory things, the prayers, the du'as, the supplications, the invocations, the dhikr, the remembrance of the Almighty Allah in its various forms. Now, it starts with the tongue, but then eventually when you start to understand the meaning and you really start to try to speak from the tongue of your heart, it is then the heart that begins to recite the worship and the praises of the Almighty Allah, as we said in previous programs. So Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, says that make your heart a qibla to your tongue and do not move it except by a sign from the heart. And so, dear friends, of course, here it's saying that the heart eventually takes a leading role. Of course, this is not an ordinary heart. This is a heart that has been purified over time by one's own self trying to purify it, and of course by the tawfiq and the grace from Allah, who helps an individual to purify their heart. And of course, over multiple years and being careful, being attentive, being aware, of course, not committing sins, continuing to do the wajibat, and continuing to say the incantations and invocations. And via this, then the heart eventually becomes the center, and it is the heart that begins to speak the praises of Allah. And of course, we find that Imam Khomeini says in one of his books that the heart will not become a qibla, and nor will the tongue and the organs follow this heart until this discipline of incantation and invocation and prayer and the halal and the haram is taken care of, the wajibat and muharramat are taken care of. Unless all of these things come together and the tongue begins to continuously invoke the praises of Allah, and then the heart will eventually also follow. And finally, it's interesting, there's a footnote here, Imam Khomeini, he says that if a person's heart does become purified without them going through these formal disciplines that have been stated in this program and in our previous programs, then this is a rarity and one must not really be proud and overjoyed by this, because this was something that does not happen. In reality, one needs to follow these basic principles and make sure that we make our heart the qibla to all of our other body parts, including our tongue, and this will lead us to a very high level of ubudiyah, servitude, worship, and obedience to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Allah,
الذي أحتمي بحماه.